Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Check us out on Instagram. Give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up this hour, we've got a lot going on. We're going to be hooking someone up, why not you, at around 45 after, with a trip to the 61st annual Grammys. You get qualified for that trip, and just for getting qualified, you get digital downloads of artists that are going to be there, that are nominated, like Lady Gaga, Maroon 5, Post Malone, Cardi B, Ariana Grande, and many more. All right, so this is a great story here about just a guy helping somebody out, not expecting anything, and then just how it all kind of nowadays things can go viral and your good karma can come back. This is a homeless dude. He helped an NFL player's car out of the snow, and now he's continuing to reap the rewards from his act of kindness.
One act of kindness can go a long way.
I don't know how to, I don't know how to express it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I wasn't expecting all that. All I was trying to do is what I normally do.
Jeff Allen, an offensive lineman for the Chiefs, hours before Saturday's playoff game, he and his wife's car was stuck in the snow. Dave helped pull their car out, and now many in the community are embracing Dave, but not everyone.
They look at my criminal past, and they look at what I've been charged with and all that, and they use that against me, and they think I'm gonna prove them wrong, and I'm not gonna make a fool. I want to better myself and not make a fool out of nobody that's actually here for us on our side.
Dave's life is filled with mugshots. Stealing and breaking into cars has landed him in jail dozens of times, but Dave says he doesn't want to live that life anymore.
They call me Crash, okay, because of my prison background and all that, but I'm not nobody's Crash Dummy no more.
Man, that's an interesting nickname. They call me Crash. Hey, Crash.
Many people locally and nationally are helping Dave. A GoFundMe has raised thousands of dollars.
We saw your story at 5 o'clock yesterday, and it just kind of kickstarted the idea of making sure that, you know, Dave is going to have the cold weather gear.
E. Edwards Workwear gave Dave and his fiance clothes, boots, and gift cards.
Noticed that he had trash bags over his back glass and said he was living out of his vehicle, so I thought, you know, what we can do, we can put some glass in it. We've got some here at the shop.
Ivan King with the Casey Glass Guys gave him new windows.
Just warming to know that people care and they want to take care of their own here in Kansas City.
There's so many good Samaritans in this town, but how many of them are homeless? How many of them don't have the basics? And then to be willing to pull over on the side of the road and help somebody out when you don't have a lot yourself.
One random act of kindness has turned into hundreds of responses to help a man in need get a second chance at life.
I don't even know how to express it. I'm so overwhelmed by all it. Like, man, I just want to thank everybody.
That's so cool right there. And I guess he wasn't just helping out the football player because he didn't even know who he was, but he was helping out everybody that he saw got stuck in this particular stretch of road.
That's so nice.
So it's like, way to go, man. I just love seeing when there's actually good stories. It's not somebody manipulating the system or lying about it. It's just a regular dude down on his luck, and just his own community, his own people are pulling together to support him. So that's a really cool story right there. Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, I would love for you to give us a call at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you or someone you know has ever had an incident while on Ambien, Alex is a lesbian. Whoops, sorry.
She's our what? Right. Resident lesbian?
Yes, that too. She's our resident. It's hard to say resident Ambien for me to say.
Aunt Nesbitt. What?
She's our resident Ambien expert here because the girl practically lives off of it. I know you got some stories, but wait till you hear what happened to this poor guy. What he did is, like, unthinkable. If I did this, I'm just like, you know what? Kill me. I'm dead. That's next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.